This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Taliban violently dispersed scattered protests for a second day Thursday as some people observed the country's Independence Day by carrying a large Afghan flag through the streets before being confronted by the Taliban. August 19th is the day Afghanistan gained independence from British rule in 1919. Witnesses at a protest in Assadabad said that more people were killed there, though it wasn't clear if they were killed by gunfire, a stampede, or both. The Taliban have sought to project moderation and say they want good, but they will face a difficult balancing act in making concessions to the West, satisfying their own hardline followers and suppressing dissent. The United States struggled Thursday to pick up the pace of Americans and Afghan evacuations at Kabul Airport, constrained by obstacles ranging from armed Taliban checkpoints to paperwork problems. President Joe Biden vowed to stay in Afghanistan until all U.S. citizens who want to leave have been evacuated, as he stands firmly by his decision to leave the country, despite the chaos that has ensued. The president stressed that the U.S. military is now in control at the airport and evacuating thousands with the goal of getting everyone who needs to be evacuated out, both Americans and Afghans, by August 31st or later if needed. Pentagon officials said Thursday that that date, the U.S. military had evacuated so far 7,000 people in recent days for a total of 12,000 evacuated since the end of July. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. By remote, this is VOA News.